And now the game where we reward a lifetime of achievement with a few moments of trivia. It's called Not My Job. Brian May left a promising career in science to try his hand at rock and roll, and he did okay. He founded the band Queen with Freddie Mercury, John Deacon, and Roger Taylor, making him, as far as we know, the only PhD astrophysicist in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But he had another enthusiasm, 3D stereoscopic photography. He's published a new book of pictures of his band, so realistic, you can practically smell the groupies. Brian May, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you very much.
I spent a good part of yesterday evening with your book of these amazing stereoscopic photos and the great little viewer that comes with them, enjoying these 3D pictures of your band and its history and Freddie Mercury and your other friends and musicians. And I have one thing to ask you. How is it that in all the years that you've been in the public eye, your hair has never changed? But nobody ever came to you and said, Brian, you know, now it's 1990s, we need to cut your hair. Is anything?
Yeah, they do it all the time. I have a good answer for that, but it's probably not repeatable on your part.
So there are so many things that are interesting about you. You were, as I said, you were pursuing your doctorate in science when the band started, right?
I was in astronomy, in what they now call astrophysics, yeah, and I gave it up, and I thought I was actually doing astrophysics a favor by choosing the other option.
Really?
Yeah, and I also thought, you know, there's a window opening here, and if I don't kind of walk through, or a door opening, I should say, and I thought if I don't walk through right now, that door will never open again. So I went off and, against all the odds, became a rock star for some reason.
Yeah, and that seemed to have worked out pretty well for you.
It's okay. It's been okay so far.
It really has. But
you're suggesting that you were not a good astrophysicist?
You know, I didn't think I was.
What would make a bad astrophysicist? Like weren't looking in the right...
Well, what would make a bad astrophysicist would be like not being able to complete your PhD, which is what happened. You know, I couldn't please my supervisor. So 30 years later, I found myself with another supervisor, and he liked what I did. So I kind of updated my vision of myself, but I got it after 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. What I love is that you going in to get your PhD, not as young Brian May, but as... Brian May, the guitarist of Queen. I mean, did you like your oral exams? Did you come in and say, I could answer your questions, or I could just do the riff from We Will Rock You?
Well, you know, they were tough on me. I think they had to be, because they couldn't be seen to kind of make it easy for me, you know. And, you know, I got a whole sheaf of stuff that I had to do in order to finish it off. I
bet. Did they try to work in any Queen stuff during the defense of your dissertation? Like, you may think you're the champion, Mr. May, but this panel thinks otherwise. Do they do anything corny like that?
Now, this is the amazing thing about this book, because in addition to your interest in astrophysics and obviously shredding on the guitar... You are a huge photography nerd, and you were always into 3D photography.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine, though, that it must have been like the mid-70s and the absolute apogee of like the rock and roll lifestyle, and there's the cocaine, and there are the groupies, and there's the liquor, and you're like trying to get everybody to hold still so you can take a 3D photograph. guys,
well,
come on.
I'm not going to contradict you there. Should we just move on?
All right, I will.
Every high school student has the same story, I imagine, on the way to sports events.
Yeah.
Like when I played lacrosse in high school, we would bang our sticks on the roof of the bus. How this driver tolerated, I'll never know. And we would scream at the top of our lungs the lyrics to, you know, We Are the Champions. And it was so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys ever win a match?
No.
And then what? No good whatsoever. Yeah,
what would you sing on the drive back? Another one bites the dust.
Can I just ask what, like, in the creation of an amazing iconic song like Bohemian Rhapsody, did Freddie Mercury write those lyrics?
Absolutely.
And like, what was it like when he says, "Okay, these are going to be the words to this song"?
We had a kind of unwritten law, you know. Generally, the song was kind of the province of the writer, and the writer would have the final say. So, yeah, we didn't really discuss it. We didn't say, you know, why are you saying that, Freddie? It was just,
so no one looked at him when he started singing Scaramouche?
Right.
Can you do the Fandango?
I mean, this stuff is really fun to do in the studio. Nobody's ever done it before, you know.
No, absolutely. I'd never heard anything like that in my life when that song came out.
And you won't again, huh?
I know.
Yeah, so you guys just, you know, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, and not even looking at one another?
I can imagine.
It does.
Last question. As an astrophysicist, because this is interesting how you both do both, can you scientifically explain how it is that fat bottom girls make the world go round?
Yeah, I think that's still true. I was just lucky to find out early. You know?
Well, Brian May, we could talk to you all day, but we have business to do. We've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Have a peanut buster parfait.
You, of course, as we have been discussing, are one of the founders of Queen, one of the iconic rock bands of all time. So we thought we'd ask you three questions about Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen. You might have come across it in your travels across America. It's a popular ice cream and fast food franchise.
I've been looking forward to so much.
Oh, you are. Answer two questions about... By the way, I should say that absolute ignorance is always an advantage in this particular game.
Well, you got it in this case.
All right.
I'm just picturing the Queen tour bus pulled up to a Dairy Queen.
It'd be the greatest day of those people's lives.
Just Freddie just marching in. Blizzards for a lot of us.
All right, so we...
This is already going
very well. So the question, though, for Bill is, who is legendary guitarist and astrophysicist Brian May playing for?
Ella Jones of Baltimore, Maryland.
All right.
There we go.
Just two right, and we win it all. None right, who cares? Here we go. Dairy Queen has given us so much by way of frozen treats. The Blizzard, the Dilly Bar, the Oreo Brownie Earthquake. But it's also responsible for what other wonderful thing? A, the defibrillator device. B, the band No Doubt. Or C, avocado toast.
I would say none of the above, but I have no idea. The defibrillator. I'm going for the defibrillator.
You could use a defibrillator in any Dairy Queen, but the answer is the band No Doubt.
Really?
Because it turns out that Gwen Stefani and two of her bandmates met and formed their band at a Dairy Queen in Anaheim, California, where they both all worked there.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
But we have other things. There's this Dairy Queen, one of them, in Moorhead, Minnesota, and it's legendary because it still uses all the old recipes, and it was the place where their famous Dilly Bar treat was invented. Now, the owner there invented a number of other things that corporate never liked, so they didn't catch on nationally, including which of these? What are these failed Dairy Queen treats? A, the Flaming Sundae. B, the Meat Shake. Or C, the Heck of a Job Brownie.
I'm going to go for number one.
The Flaming Sundae, you're right.
Whoa!
You invented the Flaming Sundae. Sugar cube doused with liquor, set it on fire. Very attractive. So your last question, if you get this right, you win, which I'm sure will go well with your CBE. Last question. Dairy Queen has a deep, dark secret, something they would rather that you, none of us, would know. What is it? A, their original name was Dairy Fairy. B, their ice cream isn't actually ice cream. Or C, the chain is wholly owned by the government of Iran.
He's operating at a slight disadvantage, having never been to a Dairy Queen.
That's true.
I know. I think B.
Yes, you're right.
Hey.
There you go. No, it's true that their product, their frozen soft serve, cannot be legally called ice cream because it doesn't have enough real cream in it. Bill, how did Brian May do in our quiz?
He is a champion.
Dairy Queen.
2 out of 3.
My friend, Brian May is an astrophysicist, guitar legend, and one of the founders of the great rock bands of all time. That would be Queen. His new book, which is completely worth the hours you will spend staring at it, it's of stereoscopic photos he took. It's called Queen in 3D. It is out now. Brian May, what a joy to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.